Areena.
With news from Finland, I'm Wif Stenger in Helsinki. Good afternoon. Finnish leaders have welcomed news of a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. President Alexander Stubb said that Finland supports all efforts to end the war and build the ceasefire into a more permanent arrangement. Foreign Minister Elina Valtonen, who spoke with her Iranian counterpart this morning, said that Finland is ready to support peace in the region. She called for respect for the security and human rights of all people. Meanwhile, the Helsinki Stock Exchange rose by more than 3% today on news of the two-week ceasefire and the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. The biggest gainer is Finnair, up by more than 11%, followed by metal engineering companies. However, energy companies Neste and Fortum lost value. Last year, those two energy firms helped raise the value of Finnish state-owned companies by around 27%. The state earned some 2 billion euros from its corporate holdings last year. That's up from 1.5 billion the year before. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Riikka Purra indicates that consumers should not expect any help from the government in the face of resurgent inflation and rising fuel prices. According to Purra, there's little the government can do to protect consumers from inflation spurred by international market forces, which she said are, quote, defined by the daily outbursts of President Trump, which are becoming more and more confused and crazier by the day. The government meets 2 weeks from now to decide on the budget framework for the last year of its term. It aims to shrink net spending by some 400 million euros, with roughly half of that hitting the social and healthcare sector. The security agency Supo warns that Russia is exploiting poorly secured home routers and other network devices for cyber espionage. The Security and Intelligence Service and the National Cybersecurity Center issued a joint warning today. Supo said it took part in a U.S.-led international operation that disrupted cyber espionage by the GRU, Russia's Military Intelligence Service. It exploited poorly secured home Wi-Fi routers, specifically TP-Link brand routers, that had not been updated with a security patch, the agency said. Finally, taking a look at the weather, we can expect sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs ranging between 3 and 9 degrees Celsius. Chilly tonight, though, with lows between minus 1 and minus 7 degrees. Winds moderate to strong and gusty today, but diminishing overnight. And you can stay up to date with all the latest at yle.fi/news. And you have been listening to Yle News.